Hello and greetings. If you are enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out the other podcasts and articles on the Macintosh Trail website. Catch up on all school news and current events at mhstrail.org. Now enjoy the rest of the show with Elijah Smith and Carlisle Moore.
And we are back with Carlisle Moore, who is an avid movie reviewer. You can follow him on Instagram at Carl Movie Reviews. That's on Instagram, and he does.
Okay, I think I got
he
it.
He just broke his mic right looking right.
I didn't break the mic. All right, I think I got it though.
All right, so the other day, Oscar nominations came out. What's your take on some of the nominations?
Really disappointed. Also, really surprised too. A lot. I was really happy for Parasite. That got nominated for 6 different Oscars, and really happy that got nominated. It's my personal pick for Best Picture this year. I was really disappointed with the amount of nominations Joker got, because I liked Joker, but it's leading Oscars this year with 11 nominations, and it just doesn't deserve half of them. I mean, I know people love Joker, and I really enjoyed it too, but when you rewatch it, there were more cracks that started to form within the film for me, and I just don't think it deserved 11 nominations, especially not an adapted screenplay or director nomination. It really doesn't deserve those, but I'm fine with it getting nominated for Best Picture. They nominate a bunch anyway, and you know most of them aren't going to win, but they just like to fill up the slots. I'm perfectly fine with it nominating for Best Actor and Original Score and stuff, but it's just not everything it got nominated for.
All right, so what are some upcoming movies in 2020 that you look forward to seeing?
My most anticipated movie is Tenet from Christopher Nolan and Dune from Denis Villeneuve. I like Christopher Nolan a lot. The Dark Knight is one of my favorite films, along with some of his other works. But it's I saw Dunkirk in theaters and I really enjoyed it. And so Tenet is coming out in July, so I'm going to go check that out. So I'm really excited to see that. And then Dune from Denis Villeneuve, he's a director I've been meaning to pay attention to. He did Blade Runner 2049. I've heard that's really good. He's done some other movies like Prisoners. And this is kind of like not a soft reboot. It's like a completely different film from David Lynch's film from late 80s or early 90s that he did called Dune. And so it's a different interpretation from that. It's got a very talented cast. So I'm really excited for that one. But most everything else, there is one other, I'm Thinking of Ending Things from Charlie Kaufman. That's supposed to come out within the first couple of months this year. We don't know when, but since I really enjoyed Anomalies and that's from the same director, I'm going to check that out.
All right. So what are your top 10 movies of all time?
One second, I need to pull it up. I have a list on Letterboxd. There's a list on Letterboxd that I have.
Yes, download Letterboxd.
All right. We've already talked about a couple of these, but number 10, I have Climax. Can't really talk about it a lot because that's really not appropriate to talk about. 9 is Anomalisa. We've talked about that before. 8 is The Dark Knight. It's my personal favorite superhero film. It's the only superhero film in the top 10. Obviously, it's Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker is incredible. Most people say, ooh, you like more Heath Ledger or Joaquin Phoenix? I can't say who because I enjoy both their performances so much. It's very well-crafted. It's Christopher Nolan, so it's almost all practical effects, which is really cool for a superhero film because most of them now, they just throw $200 million at it, and it's just a bunch of visual effects fighting visual effects. Number 7, 2001 A Space Odyssey from Stanley Kubrick. Objectively, I would say that's probably the greatest film ever made, but it's not my personal favorite. It's insane how ahead of its time it was, because everything you see in that movie, you can look up clips of it online. Everything in that movie is practical effects. Everything. There's spaceships in there. You're gonna say when you watch it for the first time, you're gonna say to yourself, "This is visual effects." It's not. It's all practical, which really impressive for its time. Number 6. Well, it still looks impressive to this day. Number 6, we have The Lighthouse. I talked about that. Number 5, my personal favorite Kubrick film is The Shining. With Jack Nicholson, that movie is really good. Every time I watch that or think about it, it gets better. It's really meticulously crafted. If you look behind the scenes and stuff, I really forgave Shelley Duvall for her performance in the first half, because in the second half, she is terrified.
And all of the all the other facts that go into it. Like, if you just research, like, fun facts about The Shining, it's insane how he... Well, Stanley King originally didn't like it.
Yeah, Stephen King hated this adaptation. Yeah. I mean, now he's kind of softened up to it, but when this came out, he hated it. And one of my friends told me that there's a story about how Stephen King got a phone call in the middle of the night from Stanley Kubrick, and it was Stanley Kubrick asking him if he believes in God and stuff. He's a very, very, Stanley Kubrick is a very strange director, but he's one of the best. Yes. And unfortunately, he's gone now, but he left a legacy. Number four, here, I'm going to change the mic real quick. Okay. It's like rubbing up against my neck.
my dad and I did some research, and the actor that played Danny did the whole film not knowing it was a horror movie.
Yeah, he didn't know that at all. And he actually became really good friends with Stanley Kubrick, which was cool, because in other movies he hated, I can't really tell if he actually hated Shelley Duvall or he only did this to get a good performance out of her, because she's not a great actor. Actress, I'm sorry. She's not a great actress, but I feel like he kind of did these things. If you look at the behind the scenes, he basically verbally abused her a lot. He kind of told her all these mean things, but then she gave a really compelling performance in the second half of the film. So I think it was more to get a performance out of her, because he knew that she wasn't the greatest actor, so he wanted to get her to get a great performance. Number four is a Goodfellas from Martin Scorsese. Really awesome and intense gangster flick with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. Really enjoyed that. It came out 1990, but it was really, really good. I really enjoyed watching that. It's kind of long, but if you can go through one sitting of it and you're just all, adrenaline's pumping the whole time.
Now, do you like Goodfellas more or Godfather more?
I like Goodfellas more.
Favorite mob movie.
Goodfellas. That is my favorite. Yeah, Godfather is number 15 on my favorite films list. It's like, I love The Godfather. It's a 10 out of 10, but I really just got more out of Goodfellas than I did The Godfather. Number three, most people probably will not have heard of this. It's Neon Genesis Evangelia. It's an anime film from 1997. It's insane. It's really not. I can't really describe it, because you remember that.
Watched it, and it was good. I'll say it was.
It's not, when you watch it for the first time, it's better with the context of the entire series before it, but the entire series is a pain to sit through because the series is not that good. But this film is just like the entire second half of the film is just insane. Oh my gosh. Number two, can't have a favorite films without including Pulp Fiction on here. It's Quentin Tarantino. Him and Kubrick are tied for my favorite director, and obviously everything about Pulp Fiction is great. I really love it's not told in chronological order. All the performances, especially from John Travolta and Samuel Jackson, are fantastic. There's really not a lot to say about Pulp Fiction because everybody talks about it. It's a lot of people's favorite films. It always shows up on the greatest films of all time list, and it deserves a spot because it's really good.
And it's also one of the most quotable films.
Definitely. You can quote almost any line from that film.
Like, what do you call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
And then my personal favorite film of all time is a romance film from 2013 called Her. It's got Joaquin Phoenix in it. Joaquin Phoenix is my personal favorite actor, but just like how it shows this evolution of like a love story between a man and an artificial robot voiced by Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson is a great actress, but like it's weird what she decides to do because she'll do stuff like this, her and Marriage Story, but then she'll do like some not so great Marvel movies too. But it's a really well crafted film, and you can watch this almost any time and get something out of it. If you've recently gone through a breakup, it's a weird film to watch after a breakup, but when that happened to me and I watched it, really helped me a lot. This film can put you down for part of it, but it can bring you up so high at the same time. It's a beautiful film.
Okay. So now we have a little game planned.
Ooh. You.
It's a movie trivia quiz.
All right.
So we'll see how much of a movie buff you are. All right, number one. Which film earned Stanley Kubrick a Razzie for Worst
Shining.
Director? The Shining.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That was Shelley Duvall was nominated for Worst Actress for that, too. That was nominating Kubrick for Worst Director, I guarantee you they look back on it now and said, we were stupid.
Yeah.
All right, what actor played the school principal in E.T., only to have his scene cut when Spielberg decided that his presence would be too distracting? So, A, Burt Lancaster, B, Marlon Brando, C, Woody Allen, or D, Harrison Ford?
I'm thinking it's between Marlon Brando or Harrison Ford, because I feel like if it was to be just too distracting, it had to be someone he's worked with before. Actually, I might go Harrison Ford on that, because that sounds like...
That's correct, Harrison Ford. What movie popularized the phrase, may the force be with you?
Star Wars. That's easy. Did you pick the wrong one?
Hold up. Oh, I had Star Trek instead. Oh. My bad. It was either The Matrix, Star Trek, Star Wars, or E.T.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I had the wrong one. In Ghostbusters, what prompts Dr. Peter Venkman to say, well, there's something I don't see every day? Was it A, the Keymaster, B, Gozer the Gozerian, C, Zool, or D, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
I've been seeing Ghostbusters in a long time. I'm going to go with the Marshmallow Man.
That's okay. Correct. So you are 1, 2, 3, 4 of 4. That's amazing. Well, some of them are really easy.
Yeah, some of them are
all
amazing.
All right, what is the first rule of Fight Club?
You don't talk about Fight Club.
Boom. 5 from 5. What movie marked the Hollywood debut of William Shatner?
William Shatner. I have not seen any of his movies. Is there any options for it, or is it just
Yes. A, The Brothers of Karamazov. B, Judgment of Nuremberg. C, Star Trek The Motion Picture. Or D, Twilight Zone The Movie.
I feel like Twilight Zone.
He was famous for it, but the Twilight Zone he was in was the TV show. Are you sure you want to go to Twilight Zone? Or do you want to go
Star
Trek?
I'm thinking. Star Trek, maybe?
All right, Star Trek is... Incorrect.
Oh. I haven't seen any of his films. I think... Oh.
It was The Brothers of Karamazov.
I have never seen that.
Yes. All right. The script for what movie was written during the shooting break on the set of Raiders of the Lost Ark? A, Indiana Jones and the Lost Crusade. B, Poltergeist. C, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. Or D, E.T.?
It's not Indiana Jones. It's either Poltergeist or E.T., but I know both E.T. and Poltergeist came out the same year, so... I feel like that would probably be E.T., it's E.T. or Poltergeist, but I feel like it might... Yeah.
It is E.T.
Yeah, I got it.
In Alien, the blue laser lights used in the alien ship's egg chamber were borrowed from what band? Was it A, Led Zeppelin, B, Pink Floyd, C, The Who, or D, Yes?
I don't think it'd be Pink Floyd. Led Zeppelin or what was it?
Led Zeppelin, or The Who, or Yes?
Well, I haven't seen Alien, but...
Oh, that's a great
movie. I need to see it. I'm going to go Led Zeppelin on that one.
And you are incorrect.
I'm assuming it's The Who, then?
Okay. It's The Who. All right, so now we have a few, just a quick answer. Who won a second Oscar in the successive years for Forrest Gump?
Tom Hanks.
Correct. Which Ben and Matt co-wrote Good Will Hunting?
What?
Which Ben and Matt co-wrote Good Will Hunting?
Oh, that's Affleck and Damon.
Yes, yes, yes. Who met husband Richard Burton on the set of Cleopatra?
I have not seen Cleopatra. I don't know that actress's name. Elizabeth Taylor. Okay.
In which blockbuster did Anthony Perkins first appear as Norman Bates?
Psycho.
Yes. Who or what is Gromit of Wallace and Gromit?
What?
Who or what is Gromit of Wallace and Gromit?
Hey, I don't know. I know he lives in a trash can, but like...
No, Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, I'm stupid. I am stupid. I'm thinking of Sesame Street. Wallace...
Who is Gromit? What is Gromit?
What is Gromit? Gromit's the dog, right?
Yes.
Okay, Gromit's the dog. I'm stupid.
Who played Jack in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who was the pretty woman in the 1990 film with Richard Gere?
Never seen that.
Julia Roberts. Which British actor / director was Dr. Hammond in Jurassic Park?
His name's on the tip of my tongue. I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. What is his name? I know he directed Gandhi, but I just don't remember. Richard Attenborough.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
There you go. Which musical based on Romeo and Juliet was a 60s Oscar winner? Which musical based on Romeo and Juliet was a 60s Oscar winner?
60s Oscar one. I have no idea.
West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Where was the fiddler in the in this musical's title? Fill in the blank. Fiddler, blank.
I have never seen a movie with the word fiddler in the title.
Fiddler on the Roof.
I've never heard of that.
All right, and two more. So whose name appears with Dracula in the title for the 1992 movie? Based on the book.
I know it's like the director's name, then Dracula. I don't remember the director.
Based on the author of the... Actually...
No, like there's a film in the 90s with Gary Oldman. I thought that was something Dracula. It was based on the director,
this
right?
This is based on the author.
On the author.
Of the book.
I have no idea the author of the book.
Dracula. Bram Stoker's.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Okay.
And finally, who won a second Oscar for his role as Raymond in Rain Man?
Tom Cruise, right? No, wait, no. Rain Man. I'm thinking, trying to remember. Is that the one with Cuba Gooding Jr.? Am I thinking of something else?
You're thinking of Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire. Rain Man.
It does have Tom Cruise in it, but his co-star won an Oscar.
I'm trying to remember. I know what he looks like. I know who he is, but I don't remember his name. I know who you're talking about, though.
He's also in Marathon Man.
Never seen that.
All the President's Men.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name.
He was in Kung Fu Panda.
I don't know his name. It's not Jack Black. I'm not sure. I don't know his name, though.
Played Master Shifu in Kung Fu Panda.
I don't know his name.
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. I just don't know his name. But I know who you're talking about. Yes.
All right. Well, that does it for this episode of One-on-One with Elijah Smith. I want to thank our very special guest, Carl, for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget to follow Carl's Movie Reviews at Carl Movie Reviews. Is it Carl's or Carl?
Carl's.
Carl's Movie Reviews on Instagram. Follow that. Again, check the trail for any of your student news needs. We have some very interesting stories. We all work very hard on that. And yeah, we'll see you next time.